Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Jamie Lloyd, who is the HR Director at Frasco. Jamie, can you believe it? For 19 years here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, you know, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Jamie, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I'll start out with me and kind of what I do. I've worked in human resources now for about 20 years. I oversee everything from recruiting and retention to onboarding, employee relations, performance management, employee engagement, benefits, payroll, offboarding, and lots more. Everything from A to Z. Very exciting in HR, lots to do. I've been at Frasco now for almost 4 years. So in 2 months, it'll be 4 years. A little bit about Frasco. So Frasco is a full service private investigation company that provides factual information to assist insurance companies in making decisions on how to proceed with a claim. So our tagline here is decide without doubt. So that's a little bit about Frasco. We are a nationwide company based out of California. So my recommended best practice to help people and organizations be their best is effective communication. So I really believe that effective communication is at the core of everything that we do. And for the purpose of this conversation, I'm going to focus on four areas that I am currently working on that I believe effective communication can have a big and positive impact. One of those areas is company culture. So having open and transparent communication, it encourages trust and collaboration amongst employees. It can lead to a more positive and inclusive work environment. A second best practice as it relates to that company culture is regular feedback. Having regular feedback with your team and across the company, it helps employees feel valued and understood. And really, if done correctly, it can boost morale and also improve engagement within your employees. That leads me to my second area, which is employee engagement. I put a lot of emphasis around what we can do as a company to promote employee engagement. And for the purpose of this conversation, I'll just provide one best practice. And it's a really simple one that really I believe every company should have some form of. And that's recognition and appreciation. Simple, right? Recognition and appreciation. So just regularly acknowledging employees' efforts and achievements can foster motivation and loyalty. And it doesn't cost anything to do that. The third area is recruitment and retention. You know, all of us struggle with recruitment and retention. So, one little best practice and takeaway, and this is something that I work on a continuous basis with my team, is clear communication. So clear communication during the onboarding process and the recruiting process. So as employees or new hires are going through that onboarding process, effective communication will help that new hire integrate smoothly into the company's culture. And really starting this in the recruiting space, it just starts there. So at Frasco, we have something that we call the applicant engagement workflow. And what this is it's for our recruiters. Our recruiters use it as a guide for touch points with our applicants throughout the application process. So this ensures that we have an applicant engagement prior to them, going through the onboarding experience. So it's an experience, right, that transitions into their employment when they start here. The fourth area is performance management. So regular performance reviews. I know with performance reviews, everybody has their own opinion around performance reviews, but really They do help to facilitate that constructive feedback and set clear goals. So when you do this, if you do it correctly, it can help improve and align what they're doing with the organization's objectives. So we've all heard it before, communicating those clear performance metrics and KPIs. It helps those employees really understand how their work is contributing to the organization's overall success. So, with that, in a nutshell, really effective communication is, in my opinion, at the core of any thriving organization. It's free, and really by implementing some best practices, it's helped me create an engaged, workforce. So, thank you.
Thanks ever so much, Shami. That really made a lot of sense. And I love that kind of pragmatic, really clear, practical advice. And there's no perfect company, of course, but I just find from what you've just said there about Frasco is I think they're really adopting just some superb, timeless principles there. Superb. Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And just a message, if I could, out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Jamie, from California to Arizona, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Love it. Thank you, Paul. This has been great. Of
Jamie, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with our audience today.
course. Have a great day.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.